Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I'm so excited. I have a special guest with me, Dr. Justin Mosley. He is joining us from Nashville. He also has a podcast called The Mindset Doctor, and I am just so excited that you're here.
I'm glad to be here. Been looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah. So tell the listeners how you got started in entrepreneurship, but also inside of chiropractic.
Yeah, I'm a chiropractor by trade. My wife's a chiropractor as well. And we started our practice back in 2012 here outside of Nashville, Tennessee. But I've been an entrepreneur most of my life. I grew up, my dad was an entrepreneur. I remember being 8 years old in the summers going to work with him and just seeing him run his business. And it really inspired me. I was like, I want to be an entrepreneur one day. And then fast forward, I was actually going to college to do video production like my dad does. And my roommate at the time was going to chiropractic school. And I was like, hey, I was a personal trainer at that time. And I liked helping people. And I was like, man, chiropractic can be a cool way to still be an entrepreneur. So I shifted gears and became a chiropractor.
Oh, that's awesome. And so what do you do now? You said you're a chiropractor by trade, but now you do more speaking, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So we started practicing in 2012, fast forward to 2018, and we built a successful practice. I was living my purpose. I was helping people. I was making a difference. But I went on a men's retreat in August of 2018 and went whitewater rafting. And there was a freak accident. I was sitting on the back of the raft and we hit some class 5 rapids and the raft tipped over. And me being on the back of the raft, I got trapped underneath the rapid itself. And it started pushing me underwater. And I still remember the sound of my helmet scraping down the rocks as I was being pushed under. And the last thing I remember thinking is, I'm not coming back up. And everything went black. And then everything went bright white. And I lost consciousness. And I don't know how long that lasted, but then I heard a voice that said, wake up. And thankfully I did, because I came back to consciousness and I was trapped underwater, wedged between two rocks. And I tried to push and I didn't budge. And I kept pushing and pushing and nothing was happening. And finally, my adrenaline kicked in and I was able to push hard enough. I broke one of the buckles on my life jacket that was trapped underneath one of the rocks. And I was able to float to the top, gasp for breath, got swept down the river. And at that point, I was rocked. And anybody's ever been through something like that or a car accident, something traumatic, you question your purpose. And we all question our purpose in life at some point. Like, why are we here? What's the purpose to all this? But in that moment, I asked a different question. I said, why am I still here? What if I didn't hear wake up? Like, it could have been different. Or if I wasn't strong enough to break free. So I asked that question, why am I still here? And unfortunately in life, a lot of times we wait for the rock bottom moment, or we lose a loved one, or we have a traumatic accident, or the new year comes along and we just ponder our life. But you don't need a rock bottom moment or near-death accident in order to change. Like everyone listening right now, you can ask yourself that question. Why are you still here? Because life is a gift. You didn't have to wake up today, but you did. There's air in your lungs. Your heart is beating. Why are you still here? When you can answer that question, everything changes. And for me, I realized, yes, I was living my purpose. I was helping people. I was making a difference, but I was playing way too small. I knew I was called to make a bigger impact. And if I truly want to step into the calling that was on my life, I needed to exchange my comfort for my calling, because I had gotten comfortable. Life was good. Money was good. We were traveling, doing the things, but I was still comfortable. I was in my comfort zone. So I needed to step out of that, exchange my comfort for my calling. That led to me. First, I was like, I just want to put out content that helps people. I was passionate about mindset, personal development, leadership. And I was like, I don't know if anybody's going to listen. I'm just going to put myself out there. I don't know if you've ever felt that when you're just like, yep. Hey, put it out there. And I started a Facebook group the first of 2020, and it grew to 1,000 people in the first month. And I was like, oh, people are listening. Mm-hmm. And then it just kept growing. And it led to me running mastermind retreats and speaking. It's led to now 2 different TEDx talks and, yeah, a lot of speaking and pouring life into people. So I'm blessed to be able to do that now and meet cool people like you along the way.
Yeah, I love that. You have done 2 TEDx talks. So how was the preparation for that? Because I know for our colleagues that think about getting in front of people or potentially speaking or having a podcast like we do, that is terrifying to them, right? And I think if you ask most people, not a lot of people would be like, yeah, I'm never scared when I public speak. So what was your preparation for that and how did you prepare?
Good question. So I'll go to my second TED Talk for this because the first one I did in 2022, I actually shared lessons I learned from my near-death accident.
Okay.
And then I started speaking everywhere and then people would reach out to me and be like, that's awesome. I love what you're doing, but I could never do that. I'm terrified. Well, I had to tell everybody. I was like, no, I was terrified. For most of my life, I had a tremendous fear of public speaking. And that's what my actual second TED Talk was about, how I overcame my fear of public speaking. Because I was terrified. I went all the way back to second grade when I was made fun of for reading in front of class. And it anchored a message in my mind, speaking is not for you. Nobody wants to hear from you. Be quiet. Fast forward to college, I almost failed a speech class because I had a panic attack during my speech. Again, anchored in my mind, that's not for you. That's for people like Dr. Stephanie. You can stand on a stage and speak to people. But I still knew in my heart, man, I want to make a difference in people's lives. And I knew if I wanted to do that, I had to overcome that fear. So for me, it was a lot of effort. It was modeling other people and studying and working on the craft of speaking. But I had to overcome that to be able to share my message with the world. And then my message from that TED Talk is everybody's got a message to share. Like you listening right now, there's a message inside of you the world is waiting to hear. So I hope to encourage people to overcome that fear and share their message with the world.
Yeah, I think I can resonate with that so much. All of us have a story that we need to share. We'll link the TED Talk in the show notes too, so people can go and watch that, especially if they're wanting to really explore what speaking and that sort of thing is. Let's dive a little bit into the business side of things. So I know for a lot of my listeners, one of the reasons they're attracted to me is because they're like, wow, you've built a brick and mortar. You've also built an online business. And for me, when I stepped into the online world, it was completely different than brick and mortar. Like brick and mortar, you can do the typical networking. You can go to your chamber meetings. As long as you show up for your community, will show up for you. But online, there's so much competition. There's so many things that you need to learn. Definitely not stuff that we were taught in Cairo school. And for me, it was a struggle. So I'm curious if you went through that too, of just navigating what it's like to grow an online business after growing a brick and mortar.
Yeah. And I think not even the online business, because as chiropractors, we're not even taught how to run a business.
True.
I think people like you to be able to show people how to run a business properly. So yeah, I had to learn that. And so I studied business. I studied that, but it's totally different when you come to the online space. And I think I was blessed the way I did it because I wasn't trying to start a business.
Yes.
I was just truly serving. Like I just wanted to serve and the people responded. So I had the opposite effect. I was like, wait, people are here.
I need to create something.
Like, what do I do? So then it was reaching out to coaches and then figuring out, okay, what do you do when you have the people? Because there's two problems. One, you got to have the people coming in. You got to have lead. Yep. You want to be able to attract people. But then what do you do with it? How do you monetize it? How do you package it? How do you do all that? So yeah, I had to reach out to coaches and mastermind groups and get around people that were doing it. Because I believe success leaves clues. And when you can get around the people that are doing it, I like calling it writing a check to go faster. If I can pay someone to give me the blueprint to get where I want faster, I'm going to do that. So that's what I did because I had no clue. I was just like, okay, people are here. But hey, other coaches are making money off of this. How does that work? So I just got mentorship and coaching from the right people that showed me the way.
Yeah. And I think that's the secret. I share that same sentiment. I always say I'm willing to pay people way smarter, way further ahead than me so that I can speed up my trajectory. It sounds like you did the same.
Yeah. And I think it does go back to the heart of service. Like I said, like I wasn't trying to start a business and monetize it first. I first was like, hey, how can I serve? What am I passionate about? So it came from the passion that I loved, mindset, personal development. I had studied it for years. Why? Because I struggled early on with low self-esteem, a lack of confidence, all the things. So I had to study myself to make myself more confident and be able to become a powerful speaker, all the things that I worked on. And I shared a quote in my TED Talk, a friend of mine, Rory Vaden, he said, you are most powerfully positioned to serve the person you once were. Think about it in your own life. There's things that you've went through. There's lessons you've learned, challenges you've faced. You can take the lessons you've learned and help other people with that. So that's all I was doing. I was like, I took all the stuff I'd learned over the years and just started giving it to people. And I started, whether it's multiple businesses from when we started our clinic to now, based off of two things. One, Jesus didn't come to be served. He came to serve. And then the Zig Ziglar quote, you can get anything in life that you want if you help enough other people get what they want. Mm-hmm. So I think if you really just show up with that heart to serve people and then learn from the people about how to do the business side on the back end, I think that's the powerful combination.
You set me up for so many good questions that I wanted to ask you, because one of my questions for you was going to be like, what do you think your biggest limiting belief was? You obviously have a podcast called The Mindset Doctor. What did you have to overcome that really unlocked the next level for you? Is it the self-esteem? Was it the confidence? What was the biggest one that you had to overcome?
Yeah, I think for me, and it's what I would help people with too, it all comes down to belief. I think no matter what level, and you've been around high level people at this point, they all have a belief that they're trying to break through. So what do? They get around people thinking even bigger than them. So it's always, what's my ceiling? And it's like the thermostat. If my thermostat said it's 75 degrees, if it gets hotter, the air conditioning is going to keep back on and keep it at 75. If it gets colder, the heat will come up and then bring it back to 75. We're set there. Our beliefs become our own thermostat. They keep us set wherever we're programmed. So we have to reprogram our subconscious mind to think bigger. You want to make more money? You have to become the person worthy enough. I know we're both mentored by Dan Martell. I had him on the podcast. And he's like, the person you are today is not going to be the person who achieves your goals. If you were that person, you already would have it. So you got to figure out the hardest part. I ask people this first question is, what do you want? And most people can't answer that.
Yes, that's always shocking to me. I'm like, you do not know what you want. Of course you don't have it.
Yeah. They tell you all the things they don't want, but they're not clear on what they want. You got to get clear on what you want first, because then you have to figure out, who do I need to become in order to achieve what I want? And I think that's the hardest part, is getting a vision for who you need to become and then creating the belief that you're worthy of that.
Yeah. And for me, I would share the same thing. Like, self-worth was the biggest like elephant in the room. I had confidence all day. I was like, sure, I could go in here. I know that I can do what it takes. But the self-worth of, do I deserve it? Am I worthy enough of all these big goals? Like, my life quantum leaped after I dove into all of that. And it's really the key to success. Like you said earlier, success leaves clues. And I think if you talk to anybody who's higher level, considered higher level, they're all telling you that their mindset is constantly a work in progress, because you'll fix it over here and you'll get to the next level. And then you're faced with new things that you have to dive into.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I started noticing is when I started putting myself out there, a lot of chiropractors would reach out to me. A lot of them just friends. Man, I'm struggling. Can you help me? And when I quickly found out, it wasn't their systems. It wasn't their procedures. It wasn't all the things. It was their level of mindset and personal development that was holding them back.
Yeah.
You see it with any profession. Why in certain professions, you can give the exact same training manual, the exact same training, and some people are going to be in the top 3% and 97% are going to be struggling. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's separation in mindset and personal development. So I've been studying it for years and I just want to help other people with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. The other question that I wanted to ask you that you mentioned is, you had the realization, like, I'm not meant to necessarily help everybody. And so often when chiropractors or any profession, we've went to school for a long time, we've built this other thing, but we start to get that feeling inside of us, like, maybe I'm meant for more. I have a bigger purpose. I want to get my message out there and really reach the masses. But we get this imposter syndrome where it's like, I don't know if I can, or who do I think I am? I'm not qualified. I always want to remind people, you only have to help people that you're 2 to 3 steps ahead. You're not meant to help every single person in the world. Dan Martell isn't your client, right? You're Martell's client. There's a reason for that. We're looking to people that are just further ahead than us, but that doesn't mean that we're disqualified from helping other people come up as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got a friend who's a guitar teacher and he teaches like kids in 5th and 6th grade. And we were talking about, he's like, he's not even very good at guitar. So he's like, I've just got to be just ahead of them where I can teach them. And he's like, I can connect with them. If you take some master trained guitar player, they can't relate to a 5th grader. So he's like, totally. I'm actually the perfect person to teach them. And a great book that came to mind when you were saying that is Russell Brunson's Expert Secrets. Because he shares the story of Frank Abagnale, which is the guy from the movie Catch Me If You Can, where he was the guy that was the con man. He was a airplane pilot. He was all these different professions. And he actually taught for an entire semester advanced sociology, I think it was. And when they finally caught him, the FBI, they asked him, like, how could you teach advanced sociology in college? You don't even know it. And he was like, all I had to be was one chapter ahead of the students. I read the chapter and I went in and I taught him that. That's what it comes to in the space. The people looking for you, And I learned this early on because a big mentor of mine is Tony Robbins. Like, studied mm-hmm. him for years. When I was 16, I got Awaken the Giant Within.
That's one of my favorite books.
I struggled with low self-esteem. I found myself in the self-help section and got this book. And it changed my life because it helped me realize when you change your mind, you can change your life. Mm-hmm. But when I get into the online space, I'm like, wait, I'm competing with the Tony Robbins and all these people. And then I was reminded, like, no, you're not. You have to pay over $1 million to be able to be coached by Tony Robbins.
Totally.
Tony can't do that. But the point is coached by you. They relate to you and who you are and the struggles you face. As a coach, the more you share who you are with the world, the more people get to know you, they like you, and they trust you, and they want to be coached by you, not Tony. So that was an eye-opening for me. I realized, you know what? I do have an expert secrets that I can share with people. I've overcome things. I've built success. I can just share with the people who resonate with it, and it'll be a good fit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how I've approached it too. As you look to the new year, because we're recording this in January, what are some of the things that you're personally excited about for 2025? Do you pick a word of the year? Do you pick a theme for your year? What does that look like for you guys?
Yeah, so usually we do pick a theme. And for me, it's growth, because I'm looking mm-hmm. at certain areas I'm growing. There's a company that I've been consulting with, and now I'm actually partnering with them, and we're trying to take it to 30, 40, maybe even 50 million. And mm-hmm. that excites me to do something big like that. Because I went back to 2020, I wrote in a journal and I said, man, I just want to do cool stuff with cool people and make a lot of money doing it. Yep. And it was a group of guys, we're doing this together and helping people at a massive scale and wanting to do big things. So it's really excited me for 2025.
That's awesome. Where can our listeners connect with you? Where are you hanging out the most? Is it on Instagram, YouTube, or at?
Yeah, Instagram the most, at Dr. Justin Mosley. DM me if anything I said resonated. I love just connecting with people. And I would love if you would check out my TED Talk, the second one, How I Overcame My Fear of Public Speaking, because we're getting close to 200,000 views. So
awesome.
I get nothing if people watch it, but I just love the comments. People say, man, I've got a speech coming up and this really helped me. Or even when I did it live, I came off the stage and people were saying, that's exactly what I needed to hear. And even there was a speaking coach that said, man, I'm taking stuff from your talk to use it my client. So I love that. So I just hopefully it will help people overcome the fear and share their message with the world. So just on YouTube, Justin Mosley TED Talk, you'll find it there. But yeah, that's the main thing, Instagram and the TED Talk.
Awesome. Cool. I'll link that for you guys in the show notes too. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.